Certainly disappointing. We're defending in the first half. I think that it's hard enough in this league, whoever you play against, to give one goal away from cheap set plays in any way or form. And we certainly give two away out of three. I think we're a little bit shell-shocked. I think it was a case that we could have found ourselves 1-0 up early on. I thought that Jack Marriott pulled a good ball across the box and Scott Rendell didn't get on the end of it. And, you know, basics in this league and the same as any level of football. If you don't defend properly from set plays, you get punished. And, you know, self-inflicted. We can't turn around in any way or form and say anything different from the way we were. And I think everybody, certainly us as a management team, and I think anybody watching the game was probably absolutely shell-shocked. The way the ball and, you know, I know one got a ricochet and went in and things went their way in a sense there. But no complaints really at half-time. We, you know, were a team which was very, very disappointing from a defensive point of view in the first half.
You tried to change it around in the second half, Gary. You got a good start, you got a goal back with Rendell, and then at the end, you almost, I mean, it's fine lines football, isn't it, as you say, you were so close to getting a point, and then two late saves by the goalkeeper deny you from getting what would have been, you know, a remarkable point.
Well, I look at it both ways, really, John. You say that, you know, as we say, the damage was done in the first half. We didn't turn around and do enough in the first half today. Players have an opportunity half-time. We do as managers to turn around and try and correct which is going wrong or which is not right. And you have three options in respect to substitutions, and you have a situation where you ask 11 players to go out there second half and show a bit of pride, one as individual, two as collective as a team, and try and get a little bit of value back. And I felt that we nearly got one back in the first 30 seconds. I think it was a boy Dunkley made a great block, what cleared it. We got the goal in respect of Scott Rendell at 3-1. I honestly thought that we could get back into the match and had a good opportunity, and we give it everything second half. And to be honest with you, when we got the second goal at 3-2, we still had enough chances. You talk about getting a point, to be honest, John, we had enough chances to go on and win the game. You know, it was a completely different Woking from the first half to the second. But the damage was done in the first half. As I say, we showed a lot of character, and you can't give goals away in this level of football and expect to win games in the manner which we've done today. So disappointing from that point of view. Pleased with the second half, no doubt about that. But like I say, when you come off at the end of the game and you've got two goals and you've seen the goalkeeper pull a couple of great saves off and balls getting kicked off the line, in one way, you walk in at the end and you feel like it's a win. But to be honest, John, whoever you play, you can't turn around and perform for 45 minutes the way we did in the first half and perform and turn that round like we did in the second half, even though we showed a lot. It was too much to do.
Three defeats in a row now. Gary, what was it like in the dressing room after the final whistle?
No, I don't, John, I don't worry about that. I don't worry about three defeats in a row. Like, you know, it's where it is in football, and it is in this league, you know, in every way or form. You know, we've done very, very well. We went to Torquay, we were for result. We've done well down at Bristol. And we've probably played our worst 45 minutes of the season in the first half here today. But, you know, what people mustn't turn around and do is get carried away. We're still sitting in a very good position of where we are. And, you know, you're going to have good runs in this league, you're going to have bad runs. It's how you respond. But, you know, I see enough in the second half there today to show that hopefully we can turn around and get some points against Nuneaton on Tuesday.